I don't know. I've seen corn.
Shocked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said I'd seen corn in a shock.
If you were putting the corn up into baskets and you were measuring it, you might say we raised 40
bushels
of wheat to an acre, mm-hmm. or corn to an acre. What do you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Papa never raised any oats except just for green pasture.
What do you call it when you separate it?
I don't know.
Okay.
He graze it and just turn stock in on it in the spring and let them graze it down. I don't think I ever knew of him cutting any oats.
Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
But if it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
If it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
If it belongs to him, it's
his.
If it belongs to her, it's
hers.
When people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you say to them, come back again. You say, what do you say to them?
They say, we're glad to have had you. Come back again.
All right, but you might say, you might point to them, or you might have your hand out and say, yep.
Here.
Right.
Anyhow, I say, glad to have you, and come back again real soon, or something like that. And then say goodbye.
You say, y'all come back again?
Well,
you say,
might. You all don't say, that's what they said. They accuse us saying for one person, but in the South say you all for just one. But I never did. When I said you all, it was more than one.
Mm-hmm. If you're asking about people at a party, you wouldn't say, if you wanted to know people that have been there, instead of saying you all been there, you would say you were asking someone, you want to know the people that have been there at the party. What would you say?
Who all was at the party?
Mm-hmm. And when you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say,
they made a good speech.
Yeah, but if you're asking about all the things that he said, you might say to me,
what did he talk about?
You might say, what did he talk about? Or would you say, what all did he say? Would you say something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I asked you about some of the kinds of bread that were made from flour that maybe had as a child, or different kinds of bread. Can you name some different kinds of bread that, besides yeast bread? I remember you mentioned that last night.
Biscuits and yeast bread.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else?
Sometimes Grandmother Griffin would make biscuits out of her yeast.
Mm-hmm.
They're called